Congratulations, a nice win for you guys on the road. And really, other than one drive in the second quarter where penalty set you guys back, it was pretty efficient tonight on the offense, 6 of 7, other than maybe the knee here at the end.
Yeah, a little frustrated with how some things felt like they were going there in the second quarter. And, you know, then we got to the locker room and kind of discussed and realized we'd only had three possessions in the first half and scored on two of the three. So can't be too upset about that. You know, in the first half, we kind of let them pound the ball a little more than we would have liked. They were able to be kind of methodical and run some clock. And so we would have liked to get the defense off the field a little quicker. But the second half was pretty nice just as far as the offense executing. And the defense did a little better job of, you know, being playing aggressive and getting them off the field. So a pretty good way to start districts.
Well, the game changers after Colby, we had that 6.5 minute drive to get to within 1 point right at the half. And you guys, no timeouts, catch Colby maybe playing in that prevent defense. And what an amazing throw by Bo Hess. We haven't ever seen that from him before, that 40-yard pass play on the run to Kevin Aguilera behind the Colby secondary. That was a game changer, really, for the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of changed everything. Definitely gave us a little pep in our step heading into the locker room. You know, we didn't know exactly what we wanted to do with that possession right there before half, and kind of came out, and they were playing kind of a prevent defense, very deep, but they still stayed in their man coverage, so kind of gave us some room to work with. And yeah, Bo did a great job of rolling out, kind of stepping into that throw and getting one to the end zone. I honestly didn't think he was going to be able to get it there, and if anything, he almost overthrew Kevin. So yeah, that was a great play by Bo. Yeah, Kevin did a good job of pulling it in, and that turned the tide.
Speaking of Kevin, what a night he had rushing. You know, this kid, he's rushed pretty hard throughout the year, but he joked on our coach's show Wednesday night about going on the road, getting that dub, and he backed that up tonight with how he ran tonight, and same with Jared and Wyatt.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks in a row that I thought Kevin's ran the ball very physical. Jared kind of threw his hat in there tonight, too, with a couple of nice runs. Schematically, Colby kind of took Wyatt out of the equation more than some of the other teams have, just loading up the box like they did. And so we had to beat them to the edges. And, you know, like we said last week, that's something we've kind of been focusing on. And, I mean, obviously film will tell the truth, but I would guess just based on numbers and based on first impression that this is the best night we've had from Kevin and Wyatt as a tandem, or I mean from Kevin and Jared as a tandem running to the edges. They did a good job blocking and a really good job of running. So yeah, it's exciting to get them rolling, and we've kind of come to know what we're going to get from Wyatt. And so if we can continue to just get that production from all three of them, it's kind of setting us where we want to be.
Defensively, Colby's been they've been averaging 33 points a game, and they had 13 against Holcomb. This is a season low for them at 12 points tonight, and they pose a lot of threats. Decent passing game tonight here from them, and you know, and their running game wasn't too bad either, and they are a pretty balanced team, but you guys found a way to stop them. It's kind of a bend but don't break defense here tonight for the most part.
Yeah, they've got some speed. They send a lot of people on deep routes and put some pressure on your defensive backs. I really did like our coverage for the most part. Got a couple of flags in the first half that I don't know that I completely agreed with. I was pretty pleased with the way the boys played with it, being pretty aggressive. Early, I think part of the problem was our linebackers kind of sitting and waiting. Our defensive line, Coach Turner, really talked to them in half about shedding blocks and making more plays and not being content, you know, just filling a gap and getting blocked, but actually shedding that block and making a play. And I thought those guys and also our backers did a great job of making that happen in the second half and kind of stifled that run game and really shut them down.
Well, a big win here in districts. It's now Goodland next Friday night, and they're also 1-0 in districts, so that's going to be a big game. Goodland now 3-4 on the year. They've rattled off two straight, the 22-8 win tonight over Concordia, and I really haven't seen much on Goodland all year because we haven't played a team that's preceded them, but they've got a pretty good junior quarterback in the Archer kid.
Yeah, yeah, the rotation in the league schedule has kind of left us hanging on that. We usually have a little bit of an idea, and they are the one school that we haven't seen much of. But just based on what we saw last year and kind of what we've heard, yeah, I'm sure they are going to be riding high coming in, 1-0 in districts, and also a pretty big win over Ulysses the week before. And yeah, the Archer kid is an athlete. They spread you out and kind of like we saw tonight, put some pressure on you. So we're going to have to be ready to go. But we'll get to that tomorrow. Well,
before I let you go here, I want to comment on this real quickly here. Tonight, Scott City clinched the 30th consecutive non-losing season. You were a part of that as a player, now as a coach. That's a pretty special run.
It is. And, you know, part of it as a player, part of it as a coach. Also got to, you know, see how some other communities do things. And I think it speaks to the community as a whole. We've got great kids that come up, and a lot of it has to do with the families that they come from and the commitment from families as a whole, the commitment from businesses in the community, and letting the kids go to weights in the morning and then get to work afterwards. And, you know, I think that speaks to the whole community. And so it is a pretty awesome accomplishment. Proud to be a part of it.
Assistant coach Alex Hutchins joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here in Colby tonight, 42-12. Coach, get healthier. Get ready for next week. It's Goodland coming to town, and we're going to be back home for our final two regular season games.
Yep. Thanks, Adam.